Who were the breakout players in Sunday's win? Let's talk about it here on Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. We start at wide receiver. Josh Huff, in his second season, some ups, some downs, really not able to gain traction from a health standpoint, from a production standpoint. Did so on Sunday, 40-yard kickoff return to start the game, and then four catches, 78 yards, and the touchdown. Has he arrived?
You know, I think he took a big step to towards arriving. I think one of the things I saw from right from the beginning of the game was his speed on kickoff return. He's able to get from point A to point B in a quick fashion. I love Josh Huff because he's able to do so many things with the ball in his hands after he catches it. One of the things that I would like to see more from him, perfect your craft. Be a better route runner. Be more consistent in your route running. That way the quarterback has more confidence in you. I think if he does that, Sam Bradford will give him the ball a lot more.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much the Eagles use him moving forward because obviously he earned some playing time, some reps with his job on Sunday. Now the Eagles also getting the football to the tight ends. Zach Ertz, Brent Celek, all of a sudden the last couple of weeks really contributing more. And it's so important for this Eagles offense to control the middle of the field, and that allows you to open up things down the field and on the outside of the hashes. So with Ertz, with Celek scoring another touchdown, you saw Sam Bradford really building some confidence, throwing the football into traffic over the middle.
What I love about the tight ends getting involved, that means you have a good running game going in. So what happens, in order for the tight ends to get involved and get open, the linebackers have to step up. That means they're respecting the run game. That's why DeMarco Murray carrying the ball is so important. That's why Ryan Matthews carrying the ball is so important. That's why Zach Ertz was wide open. That's why Brent Celek was wide open. I love the fact that these guys are getting involved to help out the wide receivers.
Brian, this Eagles offense yesterday was not tempo, 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 tempo. It was not run-based. It was get the ball out quickly. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on what Chip Kelly has done here from a scheme standpoint, from just an idea of what this offense is?
Well, Chip has kind of changed things just a bit, and I'm sure he might not say that. But at the same time, it's been effective. He's talking about 79 plays. That means your defense is getting off the field, but your offense is staying on the field. They're converting second and long. They're converting third downs. They did a good job of staying on the field. It starts with the run game and the guys up front. But Sam Bradford, those tight ends and wide receivers all played a part in it.
But yesterday it seemed like they started with the pass game and then later got the run game going. The quick passes to Riley Cooper, getting the ball to DeMarco Murray on the first possession, trying to get the ball to Jordan Matthews on the rollout left. The Eagles doing a nice job mixing things in early. Not successful as they wanted to be early on, but they set the tone of, we're going to start this thing and get the football into the hands of a lot of different people. And then the run game came along. And as you said, Murray and Matthews and Sproles all getting their touches, all happy at the end of the day.
One of the things that this offense does very well, especially when you get everybody involved, they spread the field. So now a defense has to cover all 53.5 yards of the field, the width. They have to also cover the depth as well. And so now they have to make sure that they check Nelson Aguilar on the outside. They have to check Ertz and Celek in the middle and be able to stop the run game. So it's very tough to stop this offense, especially if they're going at tempo, especially if this offense has it going on.
And the defense, we would be remiss to forget about Walter Thurmond and Malcolm Jenkins. Just terrific performances again on Sunday against New Orleans. They've really, really played well. And you see the difference with the Eagles at good safety play. It makes everything feel better. And one thing real quick, I thought Byron Maxwell played a really good game.
That's
he was
right.
Very solid against short, shifty Brandon Cooks.
A couple pass breaks up. I think one of the things that has helped Byron Maxwell just a bit is Billy Davis. He's understanding his players a little bit more. But Byron Maxwell, after getting beat up a couple of times in the first couple of weeks, has played consistent these last few weeks. And I think that's just part of the process, learning your players for the coaches, and then the players learning the scheme and perfecting that scheme. And I think it's starting to turn the corner.
Well, let's hope so with Odell Beckham Jr. coming to town in 1 week. When we return, we'll talk about the Giants and the Eagles. Brian Westbrook's big night comes 1 week from today.